So start at the start.
Go.
I had a nosebleed. I woke up, went into A&E and got a blood test. And then 2 hours later, Mum came back and spoke to the doctor. And the doctor said I had MDS and leukemia.
How were you feeling at that point? Were you quite surprised to get a nosebleed or had you been feeling quite poorly?
Quite surprised.
And then what happened from there? Because then you were quite poorly, weren't you?
I had an operation on my back.
You had some bone marrow biopsies.
Mm-hmm.
And some blood transfusions
mm-hmm.
to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. And then I had chemotherapy.
And what was that like? Because lots of adults get chemotherapy, but you were only 7 at the time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. The first one was all right.
It wasn't too bad, was it, that one?
No.
You were feeling okay, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
A bit poorly, but not too bad. But then they said you needed a
bone marrow transplant.
That's when we looked to find the match, wasn't it?
Yep.
And that's when it all started with us. That's when I met your mum. Okay. And she told me all about you. She said, we really, really need to try and get people to sign up to the register to try and help Finn. And we had lots of people wanted to help you. They came and they spoke to Radio City and they said, oh, this little Finn, we really, really want to do something to help. And we had your mum and lots of other volunteers come up to the Radio City Tower. And lots of people came in and they signed up to the register. They had a mouth swab done to see if they'd be a match for you. And about a month or so after that, you found your match, didn't you? And
yep.
What was that like when your mum and dad told you the news?
It was brilliant.
So it's now been a year since you had your transplant and you are looking so, so healthy, Finn. You're looking great. How are you feeling a year later?
A lot better. I can do football, I can run around, I can beat Lucas in a race.
You can beat Lucas in a race? I bet that's the best thing of all, isn't it? Beating your brother.